To be a witness to the resurrection is something that Jesus has called us to. To go out and to proclaim the message, right? But it's hard when we haven't been witnesses of the resurrection. In fact, in the early church, it was even debated. Look at Mary Magdalene's response in the gospel today. She runs to Peter and says, you know, we went to the tomb and he's not there and we don't know where they put him. As if somebody had stole his body and hid it somewhere. Even the early church struggled with this idea that Jesus rose from the dead. There were no cameras there to record it or nobody at the very moment that he rose. And for us, we can seem very removed from that, can't we? Sure, we have these people who saw him, Peter and John and the apostles later in the day. Mary Magdalene saw him in the garden, thought he was a gardener. But what about us? Can we be witnesses to the resurrection even if we were not witnesses of the resurrection? I would say yes. And the first reason is because of an empty tomb. The empty tomb is in of itself a witness that Jesus Christ rose. The burial cloth's still there. If you were going to go and steal a body, would you take the burial cloths off and then steal the body? Or would you go in and grab it and go? I mean, I've never stolen a body before. Maybe some of you can educate me. Emptiness in that tomb is also a reflection of how the resurrection can be part of our lives through emptiness. What do I mean? That when we bring our emptiness, our pain, and our sorrows before the Lord, a resurrection can occur. We have this built in even to our liturgies. Those of you who are with us on Holy Thursday and Good Friday may remember at the end of Holy Thursday, we strip the altar. We take everything of that looks, well, anything basically mobile comes out of the sanctuary. And you walk into the church, right? Or you leave it that night, or you walk in the next day and you're like, something's weird. I remember standing back there and one of the ushers, he said, Father, even after being a Catholic my whole life, it seems weird walking into the church because it's so empty. Brothers and sisters, there's a reason why we do that on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, to symbolize the emptiness that we too must have, to empty ourselves out, to get it all out and lay it down before the Lord at this altar so that we can experience the resurrection. Because guys, you'll never have the joy of the resurrection or the power of the resurrection in your lives if you don't empty yourself first. You can't have the resurrection without the crucifixion. That self-emptying. God did it. Gave his only son to die. A God that didn't need to die, can't die. Yet became human so that he could. That self-emptying that all of us are called to. Secondly, even though we were not there 2,000 years ago, our tradition is a witness. And it's more than just an oral or written tradition in Scripture. All those are witness enough. They are inspired by the Holy Spirit, guaranteed to be inerrant. But it's much more close to us even than that. When your children are baptized today, they will be baptized into a family. And not just this church family. Although this church family is awesome. Not even the whole Catholic Church throughout the world. Not even that big a family. But did you know that when you are baptized, you are joined into a family that has existed for thousands of years and will exist for all eternity? Peter and John in the gospel today, they are your siblings. Mary Magdalene. Salome. Mary, the mother of Jesus. Jesus Christ himself is your brother. And I don't know about you, but if somebody came to me and told me that somebody had risen from the dead, I'd be a lot more likely to believe them if they were my sibling. Except the few of my siblings that play jokes on me. But you know what I'm saying? When somebody's that close to you, you believe them. And guys, that's exactly what Peter and John in the who wrote the gospel today and all these figures in the Bible, they're in heaven waiting on you as part of your family. And they want you to know this story so that you'll have hope. Do you know that you're more closely related to them than you are by blood? Because you're related by the blood of the Lamb, the most precious blood there is. Number three, even though we tend to think sometimes that we were not witnesses of the resurrection, we can still be witnesses of the resurrection today. We tend to think of the resurrection as a historical thing that happened 2,000 years ago, and it was, but we think then somehow we're removed from it. Guys, the resurrection was for all times and all peoples, and the power of the resurrection to be lived out today. And if you come to this altar today and empty yourself, that is, lay your whole self down, your fears and your resentments, your unforgiveness, your addictions, your depression, everything that you are, you lay down before this altar, then God can lift you up and give you new life again. And then you actually do experience the resurrection as if you were there 2,000 years ago, because you have new life in you. As we begin this Easter season, I want to ask you to join with me and to celebrate that not only was there an empty tomb as a witness, but our emptiness can be a witness as well. Celebrate that you are not just removed and a remote witness to the resurrection which happened 2,000 years ago, but you're part of a tight-knit family, knit together by the blood of Jesus Christ, who are all witnesses to the resurrection. And celebrate that power of the resurrection in your life by laying down the dead parts and being lifted up to new life. You are witnesses of the resurrection so that you can be witnesses to the resurrection to the whole world.